Hello and welcome to me, Max, to the beginning of me, now coming at you out of my bedroom on the desk. This is the Toonami Audience Takeover Bracket, a bracket that's been fraught already in the last 3 days with controversies and disgusting mistakes and choices. It was obvious last time there were some miscommunications and technical breakdowns with our state-of-the-art eyeball shooter minigame that we used. But granted, it was still, I don't know, what's the word you say? A fanfare? When there's colors, it was a nice, colorful display of choosing anime shows from Toonami for a bracket. But to clarify the little fixes we've made and to take the bulk of the blame is my producing coordinator on this project, Sarah. Sarah, can you join us and talk about what's happened to change the not fair or balanced bracket in the Toonami Audience Takeover Edition?
Hello, streams. I'm here. This is coordinator Sarah. My bad, guys.
No.
It's really hard to...
I think Gil takes the blame, too.
Yeah, Gil takes the blame, too. You know, we had to come up with these 64 shows, and we had so many versions because there's so many great Toonami anime shows out there that exist in the ether that we were going over documents and documents and documents as we so painstakingly do to get this all for you guys. And turns out we had some multiples of shows show up in our document and some glitches in the eyeball shooter. So just so you guys know, as Max said, this is not fair or balanced.
So what's the new guy that's been added? We have now two Ghost in the Shells, and we've clarified.
Yeah, we have two.
We've got Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex and Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex Second Gig.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Which is
so
one of the things that makes this different
Kickheart.
From Kickheart. Where did we put Kickheart? And I'll talk
Kickheart.
More. Right here
Kickheart.
Against Paranoia Agent instead of an additional Gundam
Kickheart
show.
Is here against Paranoia Agent. You guys, the dog is busting down the door to try to get in. Come here, dog.
I'm actually kind of excited about that because I think it gives Paranoia Agent a chance to go a little bit further. What is the ghost in the machine in this case? It's me saying, if we're getting rid of one of Extra Gundam, let's have give Paranoia Agent a chance. Paranoia Agent, one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
A great joke. Did you watch that movie?
We have three Gundams.
Too many Gundams.
I think that's already too many. That's too many Gundams for me, if you ask.
Did you watch that Kumail Nanjiani movie, The Big Sick? Sarah?
I did.
Do you know how there's the joke that like, oh yeah, men are always like litmus testing their girlfriends by showing them movies?
Sure.
Paranoia Agent is something I would just show every partner, eager to be like, let's see if they like this. You want to watch the show? And they would like it, supposedly, or they just liked me enough to tolerate it. But hey, you're on the line with the Toonami Audience Takeover. What's going on?
I literally made a bracket with whatever was there in Kickheart's place, and it really didn't make that much difference. So I had mine pretty much all made out beforehand.
That's.
And I don't think really either of the ghosts are going to make that much of a difference either.
You're right. I do think very likely a lot of these changes, like, you know, it's very likely Second Gig is not going to get knocked out by the Naruto it's against, you know. But, you know, trying to be a little clear because some people have favorites. It's doing our best to communicate and give people what they might want. Do you have what you want?
I mean, I think DBZ is going to win the whole thing in the end.
Do you think no contest? Or do you think there's somebody who might have a chance
down,
to almost get
least,
there?
Or at least one of the Dragon Balls.
Yeah. Interesting.
Because, you know,
we do have multiple of those, but on purpose.
I've seen some people that think that Bebop's going to make it further, but, you know, I mean, it's going to be going up against Attack on Titan in the second round.
Yeah. Which is
and,
a dangerous
and,
place
know,
to be.
I don't think it's going to overtake that.
Well, we're going to see what happens as it goes. The person with the closest bracket, and that means the submitted bracket with the most correct matchups, will get a very special, and I hope this is what it is, Makasu body pillow from the upcoming original Toonami content, Gemusetsu Death Beats. That's right. I think I said it last week's episode. I originally said, hey, it could be a Tom body pillow. Jason was like, no, Tom would never be on a pillow. but Makasu should be. And I said, well, people don't like Makasu as much as Tom.
Max, it's going to be pretty embarrassing when that's not the prize.
Hey, if something else is the prize, it's something else is the prize. But I am in email correspondence with a man in China to draw both sides of a pillow. Well, Sarah, thanks for the rundown on what's changed in the bracket as we go into the process. People are emailing already. People are excited. Got lots of guest brackets, but I'd love to bring in today's special guest all the way from the United States. The voice of William Street Radio and Saints Row the Third, Dana Swanson. How's it going?
Oh, I love being cited on a deep cut. I am reporting to you live from very sunny, smoky Silver Lake in Los Angeles, California, opposite side of the coast from you, Max, also in America.
How did Sarah begin? What's the whole story of Tom Tunami in that framework? It's almost like Tunami's version of the bumpers Adult Swim has. It's something that identifies the network.
I actually know probably more about the bumps than I do about the origin of Tom, so I'm going to make it up for you. Tunami first aired on St. Patrick's Day, 1997. Everyone was drunk and decided a robot should host anime, and they were right. So that is what happened in the States. They were like, listen, how do we get people from the States to like anime? Oh, I know. Let's put it on St. Patrick's Day and have it on in children's bars. So that is how Toonami started. A couple of years later, they were like, Tom needs a buddy. He's talking to himself. He's lonely. He's in space. This was pre-quarantine, of course. So nobody knew that we would be talking to ourselves anyway. So they decided to give him a buddy. And that was my character, Sarah, who is the nav system within the ship. Typically, she is not allowed to leave the ship. She has been both a monitor, like an in-monitor only character, and her current iteration is she's a fairy hologram that can fly around. So half of this is truth, half is lies. It's up to you to decide what's what on the next Jack in the Box game. What's what?
Do you like it better that Sarah can move around?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like it a lot better. I don't like her being stuck in a television that feels too imprisoned.
Is there a favorite like visual interpretation of her that you like?
Ooh, I like her current one. I like the current. It's Sarah 4 is how she's been referred to. Sarah 3.5 was the glitchy Sarah, which I also enjoyed because as somebody who has had brain surgery, that's how I feel sometimes is I feel glitchy. So I think those two are my favorite.
Hey, you're on the line with the Toonami audience takeover bracket, talking with Sarah before we go into the matchups that we're putting voting up for today. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. This is Avi. I just finished my bracket.
All righty. A round of applause for Avi, who just finished his bracket.
I'm going to say there's might be some surprises here. First of all, the West bracket has a bunch of heavy hitters in it. We'll see what happens, but it could get messy. We got Bebop, we got Attack on Titan, we got One Punch Man, we got Hunter x Hunter. And I don't even know about Dragon Ball because I'm seeing what it's up against. There could be some upsets.
Yeah.
One Piece, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Could be nostalgia, could be what's the better show. We don't know. We'll have to see.
Nostalgia upset. Nostalgia upset is a valid concern. I hear you. I hear your concern. Well, do you agree with nostalgia or you don't agree with nostalgia? Where are you on the line?
Well, I'd say what's the better show? I mean, you know, you never know what holds up and what doesn't hold up.
What's something for you that doesn't hold up, Avi?
I'd say there's that one Mad Magazine show on Cartoon Network. That
doesn't hold up. The one Mad Magazine show on Cartoon Network.
I would give that a hashtag.
I'm going to say in the context of our bracket, one of the potential nostalgia votes is Cowboy Bebop. And I think that holds up. Whereas
that's
another one,
a huge nostalgia vote.
But I think Dragon Ball Z is kind of a nostalgia vote. I'm mixed on how much it holds up to me. Because
I think, yeah, it's because both are very, very popular to people that saw anime closer into adulthood and glommed onto it, or saw it as a teen. I think both of those translate very well to anime growing up with its fans, as far as being nostalgia, because you watch Cowboy Bebop and you're like, whoa, anime's slick and cool and has great theme song. Cowboy Bebop theme song blows Dragon Balls out of the water. I may get some shade for that, but I thoroughly think that.
I think you're absolutely right. Hey, you were telling me you were listening to a bunch of theme songs recently.
Did you make a choice as your favorite? You know, I gotta say,
because that might be a bracket we should do.
Hank, yeah, Cowboy Bebop, Hank. 3, 2, 1, let's jam. Fun. You guys want to hear a fun story? I know we still have somebody on the line, but
no, I hung up on him. I do the real radio thing where I hang up on
just
people.
Hang up. You are the Howard Stern of anime brackets. How does that feel, Max?
It's great. So how were her tits in the anime? That's what I say in every bracket.
Won't let me touch other people, but I'm here anyway. How awkward. Like, that's my impression of Howard Stern. Okay, so the Cowboy Bebop theme is so good that I don't know if this was predetermined or someone decided this should happen, but a friend of mine passed away. It was very sad. At the end of his ceremony, that song played. So it was just ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da right now. I don't understand. But also, like, kudos to him for choosing that song or whoever decided to put that in. So I will say that is top theme song for me.
I think.
Uh-oh, my cats are fighting. They disagree.
I think my favorite is Crazy Noisy Bizarre Town from Diamond is Unbreakable.
Okay.
Water Kirby in the Adult Swim chat says, does this tournament determine the fate of Toonami? Not really. It's more of a fun thing. It's more of a fun reason to talk about shows or even have a conversation with Dana about theme songs we like, you know? And it's not fair or balanced.
I also want to offer that because of this show, I lied a lot about the history of Toonami, just due to knowing Max and knowing that it's fun to lie with Max. That's a fun thing we do. Obviously, Moltar was the first host of Toonami. RIP, Moltar, we love you. And I just want to make sure that I don't want to erase Moltar, hashtag no Moltar erasure. So I want to make sure that that is, someone brought that up in the chat. And I was like, you know what? I know that we have fun here. We have riffs and bits, but no Moltar erasure. Make that a hashtag. Make that a slide. Okay. And I also, like, I highlighted a couple. There was a theme song from Spice and Wolf. I don't even know that show. Spice and Wolf I really liked. And let's see. I'm, like, looking at this list of ones that were like, well, that ripped. Supercell did a theme song for Katanagaratari. I can't say that correctly. Katanagaratari. Supercell did that. And it rips. It's a ripping theme song. I had never even heard that anime, but I heard that theme song is in a list I looked at. So I do want to get back to things that are involved in the bracket. And
I think that's involved. Why don't you tell this caller, Dana, what is your relationship with the content on there? Because it's similar but different to Steve Bloom's, who we're going to have an interview with him actually shortly. So caller, what do you think Dana's going to say to you?
Well, I don't know what Dana's going to say to me. I've talked to Dana before.
What'd she say last time?
Sketch.
Yeah.
Mac, nice to meet you.
Use your psychic powers. Come on.
Your psychic powers. Well, is it going to be about Steve? Because there's so many wonderful stories that you have talking about Steve.
It's who am I talking with?
This is Sketch.
Hi, Dana. Hi, Sketch. Nice to talk
you
with you. I didn't hear who it was. I just started riffing at you, but now we're riffing. Now we're bitten. Now we're bitten.
Now we're riffing. Now we're bitten.
Now we're riffing. Now we're riffing. Now we're bitten.
Toonami Faithful Podcast. So plugged. Sorry.
Toonami Faithful Podcast.
What is Dana thinking of?
Yeah. What are we going to talk about? Because I have a way left field thing to talk to you about with brackets. But I think you would be good. I think you would be a good person to help kick this off. So,
yeah, what do people in your community think is going to happen?
Yeah, what do you think is going to happen?
Oh, gee. People in my community, huh?
And I'm assuming that's an old person's home, right? Just kidding.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Yes, absolutely. The old Fogies Toonami fans home, where we're all like, oh, everybody knows Dragon Ball's gonna win. But I feel like at least My Hero will probably make it to the Final Four. And I think people like Naruto Shippuden enough to actually let it beat Dragon Ball Super.
Well, can you tell me, in general, is there a Naruto, Boruto, Shippuden one that stands out and is better than the others to you? And is there a reason that one might make it further?
Personally, I think the original Naruto is the best of them, but the general consensus I see is that Shippuden is the most liked or most popular, at least. So I think if any of them are going to get far, it's going to be Shippuden. Boruto's probably out after beating IGPX because it's going to beat IGPX. Poor IGPX, though I love it.
Now, is the Toonami Faithful podcast going to bring me on to talk about Gamusetsu and whether or not I belong on Toonami?
Oh, probably. Absolutely. Anytime you want.
Oh, shoot. I would love that. Dana has opinions on that. Dana made an anime song for it.
I sure did. I made one for the 8 hour, however many hours experience, April Fool's.
The 3 day show.
Lineup that you did. The 3 day show, the 72 hour show, Gemsetto Machu Picchu. The song is called, at least the one that made it in, that version is called Sleep Forever. And I made buttons for it that I was selling at Dragon Con because I felt awkward selling my autograph. So I sold buttons. And come talk to me and get a button. If you want buttons, I can. I still have them. I can ship them to you, COVID safe.
Naruto ship it in. Naruto ship them.
Naruto ship it in, yeah. But I like that you say Naruto because actually a fun story was when I was first doing the voice of Sarah and reading stuff for the block. Someone tweeted at me, we need to train her to say Naruto. And I was like, that's not, according to my bosses, that's not how you say it. So, no.
Naruto. Go to you.
Hey.
Naruto.
Well, here's a question for Toonami Faithful that I feel like I've never asked. Is Winry in Full Metal Alchemist, is Winry supposed to be Wendy? It's just like a translation back and forth accident.
No, I'm sure it's Winry.
You think so? I feel like there's like 50 names that are actually another name, and they're just translated back and forth strangely.
Right, because I feel like anybody who knows anime, anybody that has studied the Japanese language is very familiar that it's a syllabic language, and they don't have an R or an L. They have a sound. So like when we say ra, that's up to the front of the mouth. When we say la, that's the tongue hitting the back of the mouth. And in Japanese, it's da, which is like, so if your tongue is out here for ra and up for la, ra is like this 45 degree angle thing that is neither la or ra, which is why we get a lot of weird, like, is it an L or is it an R translations. So I took a year of Japanese and I remember that. I remember Oshiri Gaitai, which means my ass hurts. I can say poo poo stuff here, right?
Yeah. Next.
Okay, I also remember Shakuhachi Oshite. Oh, Baka. I remember Shakuhachi Oshite, which means play my flute, which if you have a flute, you probably are asking that. It's for musicians, not at all about flesh. So the hot things to learn if you want to learn Japanese from somebody who took it in the year 2000.
And now, well, thanks for calling, man. It's great to have your input.
Yeah, thanks.
Call every episode, and we should talk more about the future.
Oh, I'll try.
Hopefully is all better, more natural conversation than Matt Harrigan could ever pull off in his podcasts. And the good thing is he tells me he only listens to the first 5 minutes of the podcast.
Okay.
So we can say whatever we want about him now.
One last thing before I go. Jill's crazy. Ghost in the Shell never aired on Toonami.
Not the movie. No, and that's why that was a whole thing. Was it?
Yeah.
Is it supposed to be the show or the season? Gil told me he thought it aired, and I was talking to you in the Discord about
this.
There's
no other movies on here.
Gil, listen.
Kick Arthur's a short.
Listen, he made a lot of mistakes going through, and he knows it's a mess. I think he arbitrarily.
Where's Samurai Jack?
Has that ever been? See, I don't know. It doesn't. But at this point, it's okay. Thanks for calling, man. Let's take a look at this interview with your the robot who commands your boat. Is that the best way to put it?
Yes.
A short little.
Yeah, sure. He's on a boat. It's as we go across the seas.
The seas of space. Yes. And we'll be right back and we'll look at some fan submitted brackets here. And if you're in the podcast, there's nothing visually exciting happening other than the face of a handsome voice actor. What would Tom say about a Toonami bracket in general if he heard that?
Am I going to make money on it?
No, I don't
know
boy.
No, I don't know what he would.
Is Tom a gambler?
No, that's
not that kinda, not in Canada.
That kind of crosses over into Cowboy Bebop territory. So, yeah, I was thinking Faye. Sorry, I've had that on my mind lately. I think Tom would be very, very excited that there's a bracket.
Do you think a bracket can compare? Do you think it's possible to compare shows, even if they're in a similar genre to each other? Or do you take umbrage with the fact that we're having people vote against shows against each other? Is that something that's possible?
People are going to do that anyway. Why not just you put it into an organized forum for him?
Well, like, when did you think you were like, oh yeah, my voice is a thing. My voice is my product, my instrument. How did that come about?
Man, that was a long, stupid journey. And it was an organic thing, really. I wanted to be a musician originally. And I was working to that end, playing in an R&B band during the 80s. And when nobody was playing R&B, it was heavy metal and hair bands at that time we were opening for. And my day job just happened to be at a place at a film studio where the head of the mailroom where I was working was casting for a Japanimation project called The Guyver. And asked me if I would come in on a weekend and audition for the thing. I had absolutely no interest in doing it and obviously no skill set back then. But I had the deepest voice in the mailroom, and he needed somebody who could do creature voices. And we were always screwing around in the mailroom doing stupid things. And I had done some roaring and weird creature voices in the mailroom, so he brought me in to do that. But I did realize in the moment, after being there for the whole day and getting to watch all of these amazing dub actors do their thing, that this was something that I might be built for. So I just started doing it for fun. They hired me that day to do some creature voices. They subsequently hired me to do one of the main villains for the show, and it worked out pretty well. I was still probably pretty crappy at the time, but the turning point for me came in 2000, and that time I booked the voice of 7-Eleven. I was the guy who said, oh, thank heaven. So I thought, all right, well, my friends that I know in this business who are doing commercials are buying houses and cars, and this sounds like a real campaign, and I'm going to quit my damn job that I hate so much. And so I did. And then the union went on strike 2 weeks later, and I was out of work for about a year and a half. And I was still doing a little bit of anime on the side while I was working three other jobs to support my family. And even during those times, I realized that the only time I was really having a good time was when I was doing voice work. And I think just doing something that I love to do, I got better at it, and eventually I got a better agent and started booking better roles that actually paid money. And it kind of organically took care of itself.
Do you like hearing your own voice? Do you avoid watching things in your own voice?
I've certainly made friends with it. For me, the things that I hated the most about my voice were the things that pay the most. It's got me hired. And even back in school, when I was bullied, when my voice dropped, and I didn't really have a lot of friends, that was the one thing that kind of saved my ass every now and then. When I'd see bullies in the hallway, and you know, I was out on a bathroom break or something, and I, you know, these guys who would be beating me up at recess, I could hide around the corner and say, "Boys, go back to class," and you know, everybody else has a voice up here at that 13 years old, and they'd freak out and they'd run, and I didn't realize how powerful that was back then. And it was something that I've actually parlayed into a career.
Is there a question you wish you could never be asked again?
There was one, and then we found a solve for it.
Ooh.
Yeah, the question was, when I would go to conventions all over the world, whether I was at signing tables or in panels, I would say probably 8 out of 10 people would say, "How do I get into voiceover?" Mm-hmm. And it drives us crazy to the point where D. Bradley Baker, he actually created a website called iwantabeavoiceactor.com. And I actually printed up cards advertising his website, and I handed them out when people had asked me so that I didn't have to go into this big long conversation of the do's and don'ts. It's a really long conversation. Ultimately, even that wasn't satisfactory. So I ended up teaching, and I created my own online classes, and I had to deconstruct 30 years of doing this stuff that I had never taught before, so that I could sufficiently answer that question.
Where should people go if they want to do that, if they're watching?
It's called bloomvoxstudios.com, and it's my last name, B-L-U-M, V as in Victor, O-X, studios.com.
And can you can I hear the Green Goblin telling everyone to vote on the bracket and in the upcoming election?
Yes. Despite what Spider-Man says, we all have a voice, whether we wear a mask or not. Vote!
Wow, what a cool guy! Is he fun to hang out with?
Steve is like one of the most genuine, enlightened people I have ever met. Like, he's on a whole other level, literally. Like, I think he's just ascended humanity. And that is completely true. Like, I'm not saying that as a goof, as a riff, or a bit. He is calming. His presence is very calming. His personality is very calming. He also does meditations, like, on his site. If you just want to listen to him talk, he does meditations. So go listen to him. He's great.
He was so easy to talk to.
Yeah.
He was like, so I just felt
so easy to talk to.
And I had so many questions about, because, you know, we've done voice acting, but I don't feel like you and me went through the normal channels for the things we've done. We kind of just.
Right. And so when people ask me that question of like, well, how do I get into voiceover? And I'm like, well, I'm not you. I sat near a sound booth and people thought I was funny. And I was also an improviser for a number of years. Like, I still am an actor, still am an improviser. The thing I always tell people is like, make stuff and someone will find you. So that's it. Just keep making stuff. Keep making stuff that you want to make. And someone goes, hey, you're weird, or hey, you're funny, or hey, you can do this thing I need. And that's how you grow your network. And so that was, for me at William Street, it was Nikki Gatanawat was testing the sound booth, and he knew that I was sitting nearby, and he was like, come on in here. And so I was a drama minor. I trained in acting. It wasn't what I wound up going into. I wound up going into television production and writing. But I still had that skill set. So my story, very different than Steve's, but it was still like, I liked doing that stuff. I was around. I would get booked every once in a while to do things like, come be this fake Kesha for the Atlanta Braves. So, and then for you, like, I wrote songs for you because that was also part of my skill set. Steve's a musician, I'm a musician. There are a lot of people in voiceover who do both, because you will get asked to be a singing character a lot. And I don't know if Steve does that. I don't know if he sings, but
well, he used to be in an R&B band. He used to be in an R&B band, which is crazy.
He was in an R&B band, yeah. And he's also worked in marketing. He also worked in film marketing.
That's
for
true.
A number of years.
We had a whole conversation about that and how he kind of like got out of that and hated it. And what's interesting for him too, though, and like you can kind of relate to this as two people who are in a lot of ways the faces of Toonami, mm-hmm. you aren't as familiar with mm-hmm. the shows as the audience are. Steve only recently watched through Cowboy Bebop.
That's a shock because that is such a huge... That's a huge show. First of all, like, that's a huge show. Second of all, that show wouldn't be that show
without him. Yeah.
Without what he's done with it.
Also, his current wife was his director during that show.
Yes. Mary Elizabeth McGlynn. I'm like, is it Glenn or McGlynn? It's, but she rules. Mary, she's super cool too. So give them a hello. Give me a hello. You guys all know who Steve is. So give me a hello, too.
Now, Dana, before we get into audience-submitted brackets, this is something I think anime fans might be interested in. But you did something for the Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged series?
I don't know if somebody added that, but I wrote a song for the Aqua Teen movie. And this is actually...
And they put it in the Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged series?
Yeah, I wrote this song for the Aqua Teen movie. What happened was they... didn't have the correct paperwork. So sign your paperwork, everybody. They didn't have the correct paperwork. And so they asked me to redo the lyrics and redo the song. And so I wound up writing part of the song when I improvised a lot of the song. which was, I like your booty, but I'm not gay. That's not true. I'm bisexual personally, but I just wanted to honor the song that Malero had started. So I think somehow Yu-Gi-Oh! Found that song and used it, which doesn't make any sense. It's a song about ass.
But you don't want to be included in that family? It's not even the Yu-Gi-Oh! Show. It's an online cut-down version of it.
I'll be included in any. I'm unlike Groucho Marx. I will be a member of any club that wants to have me as a member. I just butchered that. The Marx Brothers, everybody. Follow them on Instagram at marx.bros.marxists. Go follow them right now.
Let's look at some submitted brackets. We've gotten a bunch, and there's still more coming in, which people are going to start looking at. But a lot of them, I'm going to show you guys the way a lot of them happen to look. And it's something that Sketchor was saying on the phone. I think a lot of people thinking Dragon Ball Z is going to win. A lot of different roads to the victory of Dragon Ball Z.
Okay.
But that is a big assumption.
Are we looking... What are we looking at? What was that? That was a guess. That was a guess.
That was a guess. That you just put for up. Instance, like, this is someone else who thinks Dragon Ball Z is going to win. This is Lumran Myasha. A lot of guesses like that, which is interesting.
A lot of guesses for Dragon Ball Z.
Some people saying Cowboy Bebop, though. I'm not going to reveal the names just yet. But I would say second place to Dragon Ball Z right now is My Hero Academia. In fact, in this person's guesses, JoJo's beats Dragon Ball Z. Do you think that's something that can happen? Because Bleach is a huge show. I can see that taking the South bracket.
From a theme song perspective, Bloody Stream was listed far and above anything from DBZ. So from a theme song perspective, I would say JoJo would take it. But that's just a theme song. What I would like to do now is something that I picked up from Perfect Strangers, the show, where there was an episode where Balky got sucked into playing fantasy football and he didn't know anything about fantasy football. So he just went off of the titles. So I'm going to do that as well. I think that also keeps the peace a little bit. If you're just going off of titles alone, off of theme songs alone, people can't get too poopy pants. There's not as much nostalgia involved. I understand that nostalgia is also, a criterion. So if we're just looking at titles, and by the way, Bronson Pinchot, open Hollywood secret, not a good person. So I promised I'd share some open Hollywood secrets. Hate to burst your bubble, we don't like him. Okay, let's see.
Can we go one by one, Dana? Can I go one by one? I'll give you a Mitchep, and we're going to do, these are Dana's predictions based off the names of the shows she likes.
Just the names of the shows I like, yep.
My Hero Academia versus Trigun. Mm-hmm.
This is hard because I love Trigun, but I want to say when you have the word academia in anything, you're going to get a lot of people who want to be nerdy. So I'm going to go off of, you know, you could have a triple gun, but I'm going with not only that, but education is going to save us. So we're going to go My Hero Academia.
Now, Tenchi Muyo! Versus Space Dandy. Mm-hmm. And I believe Tenchi Muyo! Correctly, if I'm wrong, caller. I think that's the original OVA and not the redo. Is that right, caller?
I think I want to see caller agree with me or not, but I want to say that Space Dandy, I want to see Space Dandy go up against My Hero Academia on name alone.
Oh, definitely. Names. Space Dandy sounds a hell of a lot better than Tenchi Muyo.
Oh, but Tenchi Muyo has an exclamation point, so it's Tenchi Muyo. So I want you to be able to factor that in. I don't want to erase the exclamation
Dandy.
Point.
Come on, nobody even uses the word dandy anymore.
Yeah, you can have a dandy fop, and you can have a dandy fop in space. Oh, now you're spilling the tea. Now we're drinking in hot goss and spilling tea. Love it.
Screw harem anime.
Well, I mean, what's your opinion on harem anime in general? Why don't you like them? Is it just do you think it's like a power fantasy for nerdy virgins?
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth.
A power fantasy for nerdy virgins. We'll go ahead and put that into the next Toonami block. Up next, a power fantasy for nerdy virgins.
I don't want to shit on... I love anime.
Yeah, it was a big poop.
I love
Max
anime.
Max took a big poop on that.
And I would love to live with 12 women with distinct personalities who all love me for different reasons. But
yeah, you just want to live with one of the each of the astrological signs. That's fine. All right, are we moving to the? I see.
We got
up.
Parasite versus more. Tenchi Muyo GXP.
Tenchi Muyo again. Like they're really trying. First they add an exclamation point, then they add a GXP to make it new and fun and different. And so I'm already biased against how that is. And the second show, Parasite with a Y, makes me want to watch it. Like I'm gripped. I'm in. I'm gonna go Parasite.
Caller, I'm going with Parasite too.
Why do you think the Y's in there, caller?
Parasite?
Yeah, I never really got that.
Just to make it look more edgy. If it was just simply called regular Parasite with an I, then it wouldn't grab people's attention.
Well, but Parasite the movie won the Oscar, and that didn't have a Y.
I don't know. I guess it depends on the director's preference.
Well, let's keep going.
In terms of how they want.
The next two matchups have colors in them.
Black. Okay,
we have Blue Exorcist and Dimension W.
Blue Exorcist and Dimension W. I'm going to go Blue Exorcist. If I'm watching a dimension, I want to know a number, not a letter. So
interesting. Black Clover versus Fire Force.
I would have to say, you know what? You have a force behind you. I'm going Fire Force.
Interesting.
I'm going Fire Force. You have a force behind you.
Astro Boy.
Oh, this is going to be hard.
And Michiku and Hachunin. Hatchin.
These are both great shows based on name alone. I actually was working. I was working in distribution when Astro Boy was airing on Adult Swim, and I got in an argument with the person who does titles on whether or not Astro Boy was one word or two, and I can't remember what we landed on. But I'm going to go Astro Boy based on that story.
You're a great guest. Another color, Black Lagoon versus Samurai 7. Now, you would have loved it if it was Dimension 7, but it's Samurai 7.
Okay, Black Lagoon versus Samurai 7. Yeah, if it was Dimension 7, would be totally in. Black Lagoon versus Samurai 7. Samurai 7 makes me think of like Rashomon. Let's go Samurai 7.
All righty. Dr. Stone versus Sword Art Online.
Oh, shit. Okay, again, everybody, we're just going on titles, erasing everything else that we know about anime, titles alone. I want to say, Sword Art Online makes me think too much of AOL Online, so I'm going to go Dr. Stone. A doctor knows what they're doing.
I will say, Dr. Stone, kind of a guilty pleasure of mine last year. I don't know if I thought it was great, but I really enjoyed watching it. I really had fun.
I feel like we could take a caller. We could probably take like one caller per bracket. I don't want to like eliminate your callers.
No,
I don't want to erase them.
We're doing great.
But just know that we got to go Fast and Furious, and callers, y'all, you got to learn a Fast and Furious.
Baruto.
Okay, here we go.
Baruto.
Baruto.
Or as they say, Boruto versus IGPX.
IGPX, like that. I want to know what IGPX stands for.
We also
for.
Call it, it's Immortal Grand Prix.
What are the letters?
Immortal Grand Prix is what it stands
I don't,
for.
That, I, but as a person that's just tuning in, I want to know what it stands for. Yes, it stands for Immortal Grand Prix. And yes, I was able to, I started at Adult Swim around the time it was premiering, and that was very exciting. But I want to know, does it stand for International Grouse Pancake X? Does it stand for that? We don't know. Okay, moving
Grouse?
On. We got Green Boy and
Who this is. This is Ballmasters, Christy Caracas's show, against Soul Eater, because Ballmasters has
Love
aired
Christy.
On Toonami recently. He's my American comedy infiltrator of Toonami brother.
I think that I'm proud of both of you. Ballmasters has not just a Z but a number, and then Soul Eater eats souls. I want to say, I hate to do this, Christy, but I got to go Soul Eater in this case. Like, I have a soul that I want to eat. I'm hungry. Like,
wow.
That automatically makes me not only hungry, but also lets me know that spirituality is part of your investment. So,
and what have you eaten recently?
Titles alone, everybody.
What have you eaten today?
What have I eaten recently? I actually just threw away the wrapper. I had an MCT bar, MCT oil bar with collagen, and I had a lot of water. Make sure to drink half your weight in pounds and ounces of water. If you drink coffee, just eliminate a couple ounces and add more ounces back. Does that get confusing?
Oh, so if I weigh around 200 pounds, I need to drink 100 ounces of water.
Yes. Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, you need to drink 100 ounces of water. And you can count stuff like coffee, but if you have like if you have 10 ounces of coffee, it's probably only about 8 ounces of water. Does that make sense?
That makes sense to me.
Because it's a diuretic.
Kill La Kill.
Speaking of diuretics, we have another matchup. Kill La Kill. I love that title.
And Cashern Sins.
Oh, Kill La Kill. Kill La Kill. That's a great title.
Just because it's French?
Great title. Because I want to know what the law is. Is the law French? Is it Spanish? We don't know.
Maybe it's Kill LA Kill. That's one of the things people have always wondered.
Yeah, I want to know if it's Kill LA Kill, like if it's Escape from LA Kill.
Now, are you going to make the right choice here? I mentioned earlier, this is a matchup that I'm happy exists now. It's Kickheart versus Paranoia Agent.
Kickheart versus Paranoia Agent. Paranoia Agent.
Thank you.
Paranoia Agent. You have paranoia. That's the name of a therapist. A paranoia agent is a therapist. It's somebody who's going to go, what? You're paranoid? Great. Give me $180 for an hour and a half and I'm going to fix it. Great. Okay. Next.
Samurai Champloo versus Inuyasha, The Lost Episodes.
You know, The Lost Episodes is really drawing me in, but Samurai Champloo, you put a samurai in a title and something that sounds like Champloo. I'm going to get clean. I'm going to get clean through killing. So Samurai Champloo all the way.
Fooly Cooly versus One Piece.
And normally Fooly Cooly is written out FLCL, which again makes me go, what does that stand for? So I'm going to go Fooly Cooly. I'm going to go FLCL.
Sorry, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Versus JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Two great titles.
two great shows.
Two of my favorite shows of all time.
This is the toughest. So far, this is the toughest matchup that we have.
And it's interesting that even being shallow like that, even like not thinking about content, like kind of being goofier, that this matchup, which is probably going to be one of the hardest for viewers no matter what, is even hard just based off names.
Is this a Gil mistake where the two heavy hitters up against each other in the first bracket, bringing down a bracket?
It's a random eyeball game. We play with a random eyeball game.
Oh my God. This is too intense. So we have Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. You've got a brotherhood, you've got alchemists. Like we have two things that we need. God, this is tough. You know what? I want to go on a bizarre adventure. That's what I want to do. I respect you a lot, Brotherhood of Alchemists, but I want to go on a bizarre adventure, and I want to go with JoJo if he'll have me.
Pop Team Epic versus Dragon Ball Z.
Again, a tough matchup. Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z, you got a Z in there.
I mean, that's probably what's going to happen.
People who like it. I feel bad. Nissan Z car.
I feel bad for the Pop Team Epic fans.
If you're just joining us, yeah, this is just names alone. And Pop Team Epic, great title. This is a hard
Bleach versus Food Wars.
This is hard in general. Food Wars, because Bleach, like I don't want Bleach. Bleach is just gross. It smells like someone shit in a pool. I don't like the smell of Bleach. No.
Lupin the Third versus Mob Psycho 100.
Man, we got two ones with numbers. I'm going to go Mob Psycho 100 because like you got the word psycho in there. I'm getting pulled in.
Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex versus Gundam Unicorn. Mobile Suit Gundam Unicorn.
Yeah, based on title alone, as a technical unicorn, I'm going to go Mobile Suit Gundam Unicorn. Very biased against my own personal. But it seems like they're, you know what? No. Get rid of that. They're a unicorn hunter. We don't want them. We want Ghost in the Shell. Like we as a unicorn, I'm actually afraid that they're trying to lure me. I don't want that.
So you don't, like when people are in Tinder and they're like, oh, looking for a unicorn.
Yeah, like it's a little creepy. You're like, no, look for me. You can date couples. Just don't date ones that say unicorn hunter.
Gigantor versus Assassination Classroom.
Ooh. Wow. Gigantor. Fred Ladd rules. Gigantor. I love that name. Dennis Maloney had a fish named Gigantor. I can't remember if he gave that one to Drew and it died. Or what, but personally, I like Gigantor as a name and a fish, and Fred Ladd, adorable man to work with.
I do have to say, there's someone in chat being, that was a stupid reason to choose Food Wars. Bleach is great. I personally, as a show, I like Food Wars more, but we are doing Dana's It's a fun one. This is the first episode. We're going based on names. What's the best name of a show? Just to be playful, this is Dana's picks.
Max.
Wait, what's going on? What's going on?
Max.
Hold up.
The voting is live.
What?
What do you mean?
The voting is live.
I don't know what that means, but I'm happy about it.
Everybody, chat, everyone, go to @ToonamiBracket on Instagram right now. This is Sarah speaking now. The production coordinator, Sarah, not Dana's voice, Sarah. It can be confusing, I know. Voting is up and active. You guys can go do this yourself right now. Check it out. Make sure to restory it so all your friends get up and at it.
Exciting. Everyone, there's a lot of voting to do. We'll start seeing the real winners next Tuesday. Next Tuesday's the episode. But let's go back. Thanks, Sarah. We're getting through Dana's picks of shows based off title.
Titles alone, not based on any of the content, which is so hard to do, especially if you know the show. I voted Trigun out first. I love Trigun. That should give you an example of where I am mentally in this matchup. All right, next.
All righty. We've got next Dragon Ball Z Kai versus Outlaw Stars.
Oh, man. Outlaw Stars.
Yeah.
Outlaw Star. Yeah. Because DBZ Kai, it's that same thing of like, let me add another word to try to fool you, which I'm not fooled by that Tenshi Muyo GXP. XPX. If you have letters alone, I'm in. If you add letters as a fun punch up, what are you doing? No. Okay, next.
Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex Second Gig versus Naruto.
Again, it's that like you're putting a hat on a hat. We're gonna go Naruto.
All righty. Demon Slayer.
Yeah, I'm biased.
Demon Slayer versus Megalobox.
These are two hot titles, but I gotta go Demon Slayer. I think it makes me know that it's gonna be sword and sorcery. I hope, like it's giving me a good tip off. I'm gonna go Demon Slayer.
And the last in the southern bracket for Dana's by name voting silly time,
by name voting silly time.
Gurren Lagann, which is Underground Robots versus Eureka 7. I shouldn't even said Underground Robots. I shouldn't have misled you with that.
I'm going to go Eureka 7, Eureka 7 or Eureka,
Eureka 7,
which I feel like it's the name of the character. Also, fun acquisition fact, I think that was the one where we had to put, there was a sexy locker room scene. This is back when Toonami was not airing sexy anime, when Adult Swim was. There was a sexy locker room scene, and we had to add smoke to it, like fog to the locker room to not see any bits, so it was just like a minute long scene of just fog. Pretty great. I don't know where that exists, but it's probably somewhere.
Gundam Wing versus Naruto Shippuden.
This is another like you're adding a bonus title, which is always it's Fear the Walking Dead. I can't do that, so I'm gonna go Gundam.
Alrighty, but I mean, like, I gotta tell you, my show is all about adding titles to names. I mean, look how Demusetu Death Beats colon the first Chronicles semicolon Global Warming.
But yours is funny intentionally.
Hey, Naruto Shippuden's got some good jokes, like when we were saying about shipping things to people's houses.
Yeah, Naruto Shippuden, I do like as a show. I do like as a concept, but again, it's that like I don't. When you're adding something at the end, it better be a joke, like Death Beats parentheses.
Dragon Ball Z Super versus Hunter Hunter.
Oh, Hunter Hunter, because it's got that silent X.
The silent X is good.
Messes everybody up, including voice actors like myself trying to read the title.
Big O or Helsing Ultimate?
Big O. Van Helsing, you're a jerk. I don't like you, Van Helsing. Let the monsters be.
Big O's a prequel to Orgasmo, I think. Promised Neverland or Mobile Suit Gundam.
Okay, here's the deal. You give me a promise, you better keep it. That's how I feel. Is like if you promise me something, you better keep it. And if you promise me Neverland, I'm going to go. So promise Neverland.
And also,
with that disclaimer, don't lie to me. Don't lie to me and say, yeah, 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 do that thing and I'll do this for you. Don't lie to me.
I feel like I'm on the side of a lot of newer shows on this bracket. Maybe they haven't even finished yet, but I'm like excited to see where they go. I don't want nostalgia to win for a lot of these. Mm. Akame ga Kill or Dead Man Wonderland?
You know, I love Akame ga Kill as a show, but Dead Man Wonderland, far better
title. That is a great title. One Punch Man.
Great title.
Or Tokyo Ghoul. I think these are both really good titles.
Both solid titles. One Punch Man, because it's like, you know what you're getting. You're getting one punch and done. Like, it's Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks season 3. You got to go for it.
I'm on my dating site. I'm under One Thrust Man. That'd be a joke if I had PE.
What? On your dating site?
What dating site
are you on?
I don't know. I'm not on anything.
Way on Whippler? What are you on?
I'm just in my bed, I think.
Yeah, I am not COVID dating. It's lonely. Love it.
Iron-Blooded Orphans or Attack on Titan?
Ooh, these are tough because.
And then we're going to rush through the rest.
Yeah, hello? I want to say Attack on Titan.
All righty. Hey, caller. We're in the last of the preliminary brackets for Dana's name-based voting system. What are your thoughts on this so far? She's got to decide between Cowboy Bebop and Blue Submarine 6.
Cowboy Bebop.
Actually, I have a question that some bracket people might have as well, because wasn't Bebop going against Titan in the finals? That was at least on the bracket that I had most recently.
Going against Bebop, going against Titan in the finals?
I'm going to double check real quick.
Let's check real quick.
I could be wrong. But unfortunately...
No, in the bracket I had last week, it was... Well, we're in the first round right now, so who know? We don't know what the finals are yet until later.
I was misremembering something, actually. Never mind.
Don't worry about it.
So, yeah, unfortunately, my opinion is that Bebop, just by notoriety alone, is probably going to knock out Blue Sub, unfortunately.
Well, what about title? It's the second round there. I want you to erase everything you know.
The Mobile Suit Gundam that's going up against Promised Neverland there, did we get a final decision on that being Origin or the Char-based one that aired recently?
Or Gundam 79, you mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with it being Gundam 79. You know, this is one of Gil's decisions. I asked him to clarify the different ones to me in Gundam, and he sent me a very long text that I didn't understand. He was like, well, it's about war. And I was like, well, that's not what I meant, Gil.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's get Gil in the chat.
I just wanted to ask.
No problem, man. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
We have some good callers. Okay, now this is rapid fire. We're going through these.
Callers.
Space Dandy, My Hero Academia.
Rapid fire. Space Dandy.
Parasite, Blue Exorcist.
Parasite.
Okay. Fire Force, Astro Boy.
Astro Boy.
Okay. Okay. Dr. Stone or Samurai 7?
Ooh, Dr. Stone.
This is fun. This is fun. This is fun. Just
going fast.
International Grand Prix.
Going fast.
Or Soul Eater.
IGPX.
Okay.
That's a tough one. I love souls. I love food. That was a tough one. Tough one.
Kill La Kill versus Paranoia Agent.
Paranoia Agent.
Yes.
Again, that's a therapist, so that's obviously Paranoia Agent.
Samurai Champloo, Fooly Cooly.
Samurai Champloo.
JoJo's or Dragon Ball Z?
JoJo.
Ooh, by name alone, Dragon Ball Z gets knocked out early. Will that happen?
Yep. Name alone.
Food Wars or Mob Psycho 100?
What was the first one? Sorry. Mob
Food
Psycho.
Wars.
Oh, Food Wars. I want to see Food Wars. I want to watch that. I want to watch Food Warring. Okay.
Ghost in the Shell, Standalone Complex, or Gigantor?
Gigantor. It's big. It's in your face. Gigantor. Great name.
Outlaw Star or Naruto?
Outlaw Star. I know what I'm getting. I don't know who Naruto is.
Nah.
You tripped me up. You tripped me up. That's not fair. You said Naruto, and I said it back at you.
Demon Slayer or Urika 7?
Demon Slayer.
I think by your previous logic, that would go there too. Gundam Wing or Hunter Hunter?
Hunter.
I was going to say, you were probably going to say that. Big O.
Yeah. Hunter.
Or Promised Neverland.
Ooh, this one's tough. Big O, Big O. Because like,
so
I know I'm going to get a Big O. If something's promised, we don't know.
They might let you down.
They might let me down. That's one of my issues. They might let me down.
Dead Man Wonderland or One Punch Man?
Dead Man Wonderland.
This is fun. Attack on Titan, Cowboy Bebop.
It's fun. Fun to go fast. Oh, wow. I didn't even think about how hard this one would be. I'm getting Attack on Titan.
Wow.
Cowboy Bebop, great name. I know what I'm getting.
Space Dandy Parasite.
Attack on Titan. Space Dandy.
Oh, okay. Astro Boy, Dr. Stone.
Okay. Astro Boy.
Paranoia Agent, IGPX.
Paranoia Agent.
Shampoo, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Shampoo.
Interesting. Food Wars, Gigantor.
Gigantor.
Yeah, even this, we're getting to the ones where we like, even with just names. Demon Slayer or Outlaw Star?
Demon Slayer. Demon Slayer.
Digimon Slayer.
Digimon Slayer. Okay.
Hunter Hunter or Big O?
Big O.
Interesting. I thought the Silent X was going to take us somewhere.
Big O.
Dead Man Wonderland or Attack on Titan?
Dead Man Wonderland.
Interesting. I could see that too.
Again, it's a theme park. It's a theme park I want to go to.
Space Dandy or Astro Boy for the quarterfinals, semifinals.
Space Dandy. Space Dandy. Great name.
Paranoia Agent or Shampoo?
Paranoia Agent. Paranoia Agent, name alone.
I can't predict what you want sometimes. I was gonna think Shampoo. I was gonna think Shampoo would make it for you.
They're both getting you clean, they're both important, but Paranoia Agent to me. Therapy is important. Healing is important. Okay.
Gigantor or Demon Slayer?
Gigantor. Great name.
Okay. And then our last for the quarterfinals for you, Dead Man Wonderland or Big O?
Big O.
Ooh, okay. Wow. I can't get you, right?
I know.
Space Dandy or Big O?
Space Dandy. Space Dandy.
Gigantor or Paranoia?
Paranoia Agent.
Paranoia Agent or Space Dandy?
Paranoia Dandy. Space Dandy. Space Dandy.
Space Dandy, based on name alone, wins Dana's bracket. This is not the official bracket. This is based off name alone.
You know exactly what you're getting. It has space, which is very much Toonami, and this is a Toonami bracket. It has an old-timey word named Dandy. It's reclaiming the word Dandy. Toxic masculinity has taken away the word dandy by saying that we don't like people that embrace the feminine, but it's saying like, no, guess what? We have a man who's embracing the feminine. It has it all as a name, has it all.
Let's look at two words.
That's it.
Someone in chat says, Max, please teach her a lesson. I don't know what that means. I'm not teaching Dana anything.
don't teach me a lesson.
I don't have anything to teach you.
Toxic masculinity stuff. You seem like you need to erase your toxic masculinity and get out of my face.
I'm not trying to teach you anything. I apologize.
You're not. It's not you. But whoever does that, there's a lot of like teach women this. Like, no, we don't need to be taught anything. You need to settle down.
So this is Dutchie's Toonami bracket. The expectation, of course, is how do I even get to that? It's this. This is the expectation. But the reality is Aqua Teen Hunger Force wins. A tree and a rhizome. He compares that rhizomes have less roots, whereas trees have more roots. He says, I don't understand what this is right here. Of course, here's a few books for us to required reading to understand the bracket. And the explanation has something to do with strata and trees and pressure. What do you think of this bracket?
Strata, trees, pressure, Aqua Teen Hunger Force, rhizome. I think this is a person who's very into tree-stiality. They like trees a lot. Perhaps it's just somebody who works in forest management services.
I need to be clear what's going on visually. It looks like they built a body out of icons. If you're listening to the podcast, we're going to link this. It looks like they imitated the human body or human head out of icons of the show and connected them in a web and said Aqua Teen is the winner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is, this is wishful thinking, which I think is the entire, like, that's how this bracket is working, is people are going, I want my favorite show to come back. I want my favorite show to get programmed. I want my favorite show to get scheduled. I want to be seen as a fan of this show, is how this bracket seems to be going. And this person wanted to be seen as a forest management runner, servicer, a body expert, an Aqua Teen expert. They wanted to be seen as all these things. And like, we see you, we see these causes that are important to you. You've shared that with us. Do you feel heard?
I think that's a perfect way to put it, Dana. Well, thanks so much for joining us on this special Saturday episode. I guess sometimes on Saturdays we can go long, crew. Any last words you want to say, Dana?
Sure. I want to plug my buddies, Racer Trash. If you guys don't follow them, go ahead. It's at Racer Trash on Twitter and Instagram. And they do screenings probably a couple times a month that are things you want to see. And it's movies recut to be better and more fun.
Thank you so much.
And Toonami, of course. It's like, if you're listening to this, watching this, you already are Toonami-ing.
Thanks for Toonami. So, special thanks, Toonami. Me wearing my Spirited Away shirt.
Yes. Max is on camera. We like Max on camera. Applause for that.
Keep watching.
Good to see Max. Keep watching.
This is the body of at peak performance.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, and don't let people silence you.
Thanks for listening to the Toonami podcast. And if you have any questions about the Adult Swim podcast, please email us at adultswimpodcast@gmail.com. Special thanks to Sarah, who helps me produce this, and Dave, who will be editing this week's episode for the podcast. Listen to it again if you'd like to, wherever podcasts are downloaded. Please go to instagram.com/ToonamiBracket and vote for your favorites. Enjoy the rest of your day.